This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Well, you know what's sad when bank failures have now become the norm, with multiple U.S. regional banks failing last year and more this year already. Month after month, new banks are failing, and more are coming on the horizon. It's important to understand how this happened and how to protect yourself from more impending bank collapses coming this year and beyond. The most notable thus far, of course, is the notorious Silicon Valley Bank. How did that happen? Well, in 2023, as the Fed raised the benchmark rate to counter inflation, the value of bonds plummeted, right? And a lot of countries unloaded their bonds. In fact, China did. And for banks that held a large portion of bonds in their portfolio, this meant big trouble in little China. Essentially, the price of the bonds that they were holding rapidly decreased in value, and they had to sell them off at a loss of $1.8 billion. Then, of course, their customer base totally panicked, ran to try to get their money out. There was mass withdrawals, bank runs. And then when people showed up at the bank, Silicon Valley said, sorry, we don't have your money. Now, Silicon Valley is, of course, the most memorable case study recently. They weren't the only ones faced with this problem. Soon after that, more banks collapsed, leading to a total of 5 bank failures in 2023. All of this combined marked one of the largest banking system failures since 2008. Rightfully so. More and more people are scared to keep large amounts of money in the traditional banking system. I mean, their track record isn't great lately, not to mention, for the most part, their rates kind of suck. I mean, have you looked at one of the savings accounts rates for these things? 0.001% interest? Really? Ridiculous. There's very little incentive for people to keep large amounts of money in banks in the United States. In early 2023, the FDIC's quarterly report found that U.S. banks had their biggest decline in deposits ever since they started reporting in the mid-1980s. As you know, banks rely on deposits to keep their business afloat. So this is a big issue, because when banks don't have deposits rolling in, they have very few options for funding, including a heavy reliance on the Federal Reserve banks. So we're still seeing this deposit issue right now. The banks are already especially vulnerable in this environment because of continued high rates and commercial loan losses that they're experiencing. People are not going back to their cubicles, so there's no need for most of these office spaces across the country. And unfortunately, a lot of the smaller banks are the ones feeling the pressure. Many will go under this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's worse than what we saw in 2023. This is not an exaggeration. And this is not some tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, addressed the bank failures, and he said basically they are unavoidable at this point. Those are his words, not mine. You can watch my video on the banking collapse to learn more about that. Now, as you can see, these collapses tend to impact smaller banks, and especially those that are not well diversified. Many banks today tend to have losses in both their assets and liabilities. At the rate things are going right now, there are a lot of banks that just won't be able to sustain any sort of profitability. Because of this, many banks have no choice but to implement job cuts. Financial Times reports that banks laid off 60,000 employees alone last year. And I said this last time when I heard about this. I said, imagine for a second how difficult things must be if banks are laying off people. They're the ones that are always doing fine, right? So there's no reason why we should expect anything different in the year that we saw in 2023. We're going to see this in 2024 and 2025. Like I said, it will probably be even worse, much worse. That's why it's always smart to be thinking about ways to protect your money and your future. We'll get back to the video in a second, but look, your money is not safe. You can see all the time that stocks can crash, bonds lose value. Anything that you can't physically put your hands on increases your risk right now. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest. And my favorite tangible asset is real estate. It consistently outperforms other asset classes. And I believe it's the number one way to build and protect your wealth. Now, while there are several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build-to-rent model offers the most benefits. More specifically, single-family buy-and-hold rentals. Here's why. Much lower risk than trying to flip a house. You have more control and higher returns than REITs, you know, if you're investing in the stock market. It's way less work than wholesaling properties if you're into wholesaling. many fewer repairs and headaches than trying to rehab a property. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our partner at Sedira Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks. That's because we buy and build in bulk, and then we pass on our savings to you. And when you purchase a property through us, you get discounted pricing on properties at or below market value. Seller incentives like mortgage buy-down rates and credits right now usually lowers your rate by about 1%. And we know with higher interest rates right now, you definitely want that, right? And you get free ongoing customer service for the life of your investment. Get personal phone numbers and email addresses of our team. And build-to-rent properties are in prime growth markets. We're talking 18% internal rate of return. 18%. Amazing tax benefits. And you get a free cost segregation report, helping find strategies that increase tax write-offs. You get principal reduction as your tenant pays down your mortgage. And you get steadily growing appreciation and equity gains, plus positive cash flow. We won't sell you a property if the math doesn't add up. If you want to know more, just click the link in the description box and it'll take you to our website where you can book a free call with our team. There's zero pressure, no obligation. Look, I understand we won't be a good fit for everybody, and that's totally okay. Some of you might want to be DIY. You want to do it yourself. That's great. Either way, you're going to walk away from our phone call with some valuable new insights and an idea of what questions you might want to ask and some actionable steps that you can take to move forward in your financial journey. You can always find an excuse to not invest, but the sooner that you start a smart investment like build-to-rent real estate in a strong market, the sooner you'll be enjoying pure cash flow. So click the link below, and I hope to see you on our schedule. Widespread panic can cause bank runs, people running to the bank to get their money out. So that's not what I'm saying you should do. I mean, it's up to you. You do you, right? But I don't keep a large amount of money in these banks on purpose. But please make sure any funds that you have sitting in a bank are insured by the FDIC. But that's a whole other can of worms. The NCUA is also for credit unions. But I mean, if you want to start looking into the FDIC and see actually how solvent they really are, how much money they have in case bank runs or banks start to collapse and bank runs happen, they say, right, $250,000 sitting in a bank, they will insure it up to that point. But sounds like phony money to me. I mean, seriously, when you start looking into the FDIC, I think your jaw is going to hit the floor. As always, the best way to mitigate risk is to be diversified. So start looking for ways to build wealth outside of the U.S. banking system. If you'd like to learn more about this, I have another video that I want you to watch right now. It's all about the best investments that you can make right now. Check out that next video. And thank you guys so much for subscribing to the channel. We hit a new record in views and viewership here. And I just want to say thank you for all of you taking your financial future into your own hands and making a better life for you and your family. Thank you for subscribing, and we'll see you next time.